Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Here with you, hour number two, as we're watching all the baseball. It's kind of been like a, honestly, like a dingerless Tuesday so far. Like, where are the homers? Let's go. I mean, there just hasn't been a lot so far tonight. And we're hoping that we can find a couple here as the night progresses forward. Maybe a little football later as well. Very, very busy. Mike Carver here with you. No Joe tonight. Joe out on assignment. So that means, of course, Gentleman George is here. George Kurtz with us on Carver and Lisi. Hi, George. How are you?
Hi, Mike. I'm well. Always good to be here with you, Mike. Full slate of baseball. We got 15 games going tonight. The Yankees finally score a run, thanks to a Seattle error. I assume they called it an error. Nowadays, everything's a hit, so maybe they called it a hit. But it was a Peraza three chop at a second base that he misplayed, and the Yankees finally get on the board here. Dodgers, Ohtani just walks here, so they have a run on first. Nobody out for Mookie Betts here as they trail 2-1. So far, it's a good night, and Detroit has finished off Tampa Bay, Mike. They win 4-2.
Yeah, I saw Simpson got on with two outs, but Vest was able to close the door here and shut it down. So 4-2 win for the Tigers this evening as the first game is in the books. Not bad, 2 hours and 20 minutes. They're trying for the speed record again tonight. That was a 6:40, right, George? That was a 6:40 start, and they're already done. Just about a shade over 2 hours and 20 minutes. But that's like the norm now, right, George? That's like becoming... Becoming like the norm, 2 hours and 20 minutes.
There are a lot of games. I guess listen, it was a 4-2 game. It was a good pitching matchup, so I guess you're not going to get out of there a little early. 2:20, I mean, that's a little fast for me. I like to be entertained. I didn't mind when games are 3.5. But, 2:50 is about what you want here. That's what teams generally want. It's what networks want because you get the 10 o'clock news right on time, right? A 2:50 game, you start at 7:10. There you go. So it is what it is here. But I'm not against the pitch clock, by the way. I kind of like it. I might give a few more seconds than what Manfred did, but I do like the fact that get the ball, throw the ball.
I was one of the, I guess I wouldn't call myself a traditionalist, George. I don't think that that's a fair term for me to use, but I was definitely one of the guys doing the, why are you changing the game so much? This is going to ruin the game. This is going to make the game different. Guys are going to, I don't want games decided on guys not getting a ball pitched in time. To be fair, none of that has happened. This is what, the second or third year, George, that they're doing this? This the second year of it or the third year? I think it's the second year.
I think it's at least the third. I'm going to say at least the third.
Maybe at least the third. But you know what, George? Like, honestly, it took the guys like 2 months, and like everybody just knows now, and they get in and they go. And I think it has made it a little bit better. So George, I'm always willing to admit when I'm wrong about something. And I was wrong about that. It ended up not causing a problem. Or the only thing that bothers me still is that dopey runner on second base in extra innings.
You don't want to get me started on this.
That still bothers me. I'm glad that it obviously doesn't exist in the playoffs. That would really, you can't have it. That's stupid. But it really is dopey. And the reason behind it, now this story, you got to be kidding me, this Trevor story, George. I played him last night, almost tonight.
I guess he had a home run.
Well, it's way over now. Now it's going to get over the original total, three-run home.
It's totally original as well, right? Yeah. Trevor Story found the fountain of youth here. Yeah, he's had a pretty good past month.
Yeah, Gonzalez. You got to be kidding me. This Romy Gonzalez had a triple. Was that like one? Did he hit it to like the deepest part of the park on me, George? That Romy Gonzalez triple? What did he?
No, he didn't hit it to a triangle. It was at the bottom of the wall too, so it wasn't all that close to a home run. I wouldn't say you got ripped off there. It was just a great play, by the way, in the Dodger game where the third baseman, really good play going to his right down the line that makes an off-balance throw to home plate to get Ohtani. Really good play. That's a nice baseball play there. So we're still 2-1 here. Milwaukee leads the Dodgers. Runners on first and third in the bottom of the sixth inning here. So, back to the rules, though. The ghost runner thing is the dumbest rule in sports. It's the worst rule in professional sports. You're not going to be able to convince me of anything otherwise. Hated him for that. I don't think he needed bigger bases here. Kind of don't like that, but whatever. The pitch clock.
The bigger bases, I guess.
And I don't like. You can only throw over to first base twice. Orioles just had someone picked off third base. Way to go!
But it's not things that have really changed the game, right? Like I don't think that it makes the game faster or slower. I mean, they'll probably tell you that it does, that they can't throw over there more than twice. They're going to tell you that that's made the game faster. I don't notice it enough in game.
By a minute?
I guess. Maybe by a minute.
We all know there are guys who throw it at 38 times. All right? Those are just throw there. Yeah, I understand. It's sort of, if you're going to have the rule about the pitch clock, then you have to have the runner stand. He goes, that's how they'll regain their strength. They'll just lob the ball over to first base. Right? They'll just keep doing it over and over again. So I understand why you have to have the rule. I just think twice is not enough. I would have made it three times. So that's just me. But so I had no problem with most of the rules. None. Get the batter in the box. Let's go. I don't need Mike Hargrove or Nomar Garcia-Pair who have to adjust their strap, their gloves, check the cup, man, make sure my crotch is good, lift up the pants, shirt's got to look good. I don't need this. Get in the batter's box and let's go.
Yeah. Some of those guys back in the day were super painful. With all the nonsense that they would do on the outside. Nomar was the worst.
Do you remember Mike Hargrove's nickname?
Yeah.
His nickname was the human rain delay. It took forever.
Human rain delay.
This is before social media, right? He played before the age of where he'd get on TV all the time with this stuff. Imagine what he would do nowadays.
Not good. Not good at all for him. We do have, George, 4 games tonight. That we'll see what you're in. Fact, in tonight, I mean, we're talking a half an hour now at a few of these. As 3 of them will get started just about 9:40 p.m. East, and then there's only one late night game that's after 10 o'clock East in Sacramento for the Braves and the A's. Man, if the Braves can't hit in that place, George, they're never gonna hit, right? Out in Sacramento against the A's, like if they don't hit tonight or the next 3 nights. Can you believe that? They've got like the same record as the A's, Atlanta. They have been.
We got a home run in Boston, by the way.
Yeah, probably nobody I have.
Nah, but it is Colorado? Somebody we talked about. No, Duran. Duran. Yeah. Nice shot to just to the right of the triangle there. But we talked about him. Maybe his last home run in a Boston uniform. Who knows?
Guess that's always a possibility for him at this point, considering if they send him out of town. Always a possibility. Oh, big 10.5 in Sacra Tomato tonight, George. Springs and Fuentes.
Over. I'm going the over, and I'm going to take some home run props. I may have. What do you usually play by 5 home run props a day? I may take 5 home run props in this game.
Yeah, I might put a couple things together. Pair a few of them, round robin a couple of them, and I might go for some big fives. But you know, some of these games lately in Sacramento, you think not every night out there has been 13-10.
Yeah, I know.
There have been a lot of 3-1 games there recently. Maybe those were just the teams that were in town, but there's been quite a few.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Who hit that for? Was that Cleveland? Who hit that ball, George? This Hunter Brown getting racked tonight. Jeez.
Not what I had on my dance card.
Not at all. 6-1 Guardians. 6-1 Guardians. By the way, this Lofton on Kansas City homers for the second straight night. This one gives the Royals a 3-2 lead in the bottom of the seventh. Wow.
Rocio hit a fly. By the way,
for who?
His first of the year, Rocio of Hunter Brown. Yeah.
Oh wow! Oh, Rocio, the guy on the little middle infielder who destroys the Yankees all the time. That Rocio,
yeah, right, yeah.
He destroys the Yankees. Year. That guy, he's a total faded. He's always against the Yankees. These 9 hitters who get tons of hits against them, and you can never figure out why. Never figure it out. All right. Late night. What do you like here in this late night slate, George? Let me give you what we have as they're going to get going here momentarily. Angels in Texas in Anaheim. Of course, last night the Angels beat them on a walk-off walk. Always a fun way to end the game when you walk a guy in to finish the job. It'll be nasty Nate Eovaldi and Jose Soriano tonight. Totals ticked up to 8.5. I think it was 7.5 last night or this morning, and it's ticked up to 8.5.
Yeah, I ate it on this game last night. All right. I had DeGrom versus Kikuchi, had Texas and the under. Had a higher bet on the under because of Kikuchi and DeGrom, and they both got lit up. Neither one pitched all that well. I'm going to go back to it. All right. I'm going to take the under again at 8.5 here. And I'm going to go with Eovaldi, Texas. All right. So we'll lay the -1. I guess technically Texas is the underdog. So, hey, I'm betting a dog here by 4 cents. So give me Texas. Give me the under again here. I don't expect a lot of runs to be scored, but I said the exact same thing last night. Look what happened. Angels are a better offensive team than we probably give them credit for here. I just think Eovaldi will keep them in check.
Diamondbacks and the Padres. And the Yankees got out of that inning, by the way, after taking Warren out and Tim Hill. So 1-0, they go to the bottom of the sixth in the Bronx. Merrill Lynch, Kelly, and Nick Pivetta in San Diego. Padres favorite, I got -142. And a 7.5. You know, we were thinking about this one today. Both of these guys, George, guys just up and down the lineup have great numbers on these teams against them. Go look at the Padre hitters against Merrill Kelly, including Tatis and other guys. They crush him. And the Diamondback guys got pretty good numbers against Pivetta. Game went over last night. 7.5 seems light for that game. I know it's at Petco. You don't think runs, but I think we can get there again.
Oh, you don't have to convince me. I'm already on the over. All right,
there you go.
7.5. I like Pivetta, and I think he's a good pitcher. I don't think he's Paul Skeens, where he's going to give up one run in nowadays it's 5 innings. And Kelly can be hit here. Yes, I'm going to take the over. I'll take the over 7.5 here, a regular size bet there. I probably do like Padres to win the game. Have not bet it yet, but I think that's the way I'm heading here. And we got another, half hour to make to complete that decision here. So give me the Padres and give me the over. No, I don't see myself playing any props here. No home run props or anything like that. I didn't play any in Texas or Los Angeles either. So as much as I kind of like these games and I like this game to go over, I don't think it's going to kill the over. So I'm not going to play any home run props.
Tatis is 10 for 28 with 4 homers off of Kelly.
Perhaps I should be playing home run prop.
I'm on Tatis tonight. Tatis was on the big board on Coast to Coast. We're going to Tatis this evening.
What's the number?
It was just plus 400. It was been for about 400 all day. I think it just dipped to 390 right now on FanDuel. So it's right in that.
You're right, 390. All right, Mike.
Let's go, George.
Come in.
Big fly. Big fly tonight for George. We liked it. But like I was saying, Suarez has 2 homers off of Pivetta. Cronenworth's actually got a couple homers off of Kelly, too. Like, there's just a lot of really – I know they see each other a lot, so they've probably built up some pretty good history.
Home run for Baltimore, by the way. Did you play anybody on Baltimore, Mike?
I did not. And it's going to be Holiday, I guess, because Holiday's up right now. Yeah. It's 5-2. So
he hits it in a small center field place. So home run for Holiday. Baltimore 6-2, bottom 7. That in-game bet, which I liked at one point, no, not coming in here. Yankees back-to-back singles to lead off the 6th. Judge and Bellinger, runners on 1st and 2nd, nobody out, which means they won't score.
I'll tell you, George, this Holiday, he's figuring it out here in his second.
He's figuring
year.
It out. Yep.
He's starting to. He's hit some balls on the screws the last couple weeks. He's getting it. Like, they moved him into the leadoff spot, and he's been hitting the ball.
And the best hitter.
Yeah, he has. Now,
people forget, Mike Trout was sent down when he first got called up. Man, baseball is really, really hard.
Right.
Really, really hard. Not everybody figures it out right away here. And we talked about Caglione earlier, right? He was, he's been terrible for a while. It's going to take him a bit. My namesake struggled for a while. That looks like he's hitting better. Nick Kurtz with the Athletics. Who, by the way, I have a home run prop on tonight. He's Kurtz a big boy, by the way. He's a big man. My guy's a football player.
He's
like a tight end up there.
He's a big dude. He's a big dude. He absolutely
We have another home run here.
Oh, is it now?
And it's from Giancarlo Stanton.
Wow. 4-0. How about that?
Yankees lead.
Pounded it. I'm going to get to see it in about 5 minutes.
Have a short porch special.
Short porch special for him. Let's see him. Oh,
I mean, it was 10 rows in, but it's in the short porch.
Yeah, but he got a lot. That wasn't a cheapie. He got a lot of that one. That wasn't a cheapie.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Good to have everybody with us here tonight. All right, George, as we were saying, Stanton with the three-run shot, and that makes it 4-0 Yankees. The Pirates got a little something cooking in the top of the eighth. They got two on and one out, down 3-2 against Urcig. The Astros are in trouble. They're going to the fifth down 6-1, and there's still 6-0 for Toronto with this Barger up. He has been red hot, that Addison Barger, for the Blue Jays. We'll see if that can continue for him. Phillies and Giants at Oracle. Taijuan Walker and Robbie Ray tonight. And yet that's an 8.5. That was a 7.5 also, George, last night when we first looked at it and early this morning. And I actually was a little taken aback by that because I know that Robbie Ray's been very good, but Walker stinks, George, as you know. He stinks.
I have nothing to add here, right? Yeah, Walker's a gas can, right? Ray's been very, very good. So going to be hard not to, to explain to me not to bet on the Giants here. Maybe you don't want to lay the 154? You know, I can see it going that way here. I kind of like the over Giants team total over. I don't know if I want to take the game over, but you're getting plus one away. You can certainly talk me into that as well. But I want to take the Giants and the Giants team total over here. I think that's where I'm going to go with this here. Listen, you could also play a fun little bet here where you take the Giants and parlay with Robbie Ray to win the game. You know, and I'm not against that either. My only problem with that is sometimes Ray can't find the strike zone. He ends up leaving after five innings. You know, it's what even leads with the lead. That leaves a long time for the bullpen to be in control there. But I think there's a lot of ways to play this all on the Giants side here, as Paul Goldschmidt puts one off the wall here. Unfortunately, Jazz Chisholm was thrown out stealing before that.
How about that?
Eight of the last 11 like batters for the Yankees have reached the base here. They just posted that here. Eight of the last 11 since the rain delay. So maybe they should have taken Gilbert out after the delay.
Gilbert Grape should have took him out. And you know you love numbers like this. Willie Adames against Taijuan Walker. 4-for-8 with 2 homers. Willie Adames night, George. You would like to partake in that this evening. Willie Adames night.
My only problem is that those might have been Milwaukee and easier ballpark. They had home runs in than San Fran, which is a little bit more forgiving. So that might, although Adames has been somewhat hot lately, they dropped him in the lower in the order too because he was struggling for a bit. I don't know about that one. Well, but I am going to check the price. What's the price, Mike?
$560, about $550, $560. Good price.
That's all I needed to hear.
And I know it's a tough place to hit homers. That's the toughest ballpark in all of baseball, I think, to get home runs in, is Oracle. But Walker stinks. I was kind of surprised when I was going through the numbers for that game, George. Can you believe that? Was it this Goodman homers for Colorado? 10-2. Goodman, he had a good price tonight, too. Robbie Ray's a tough lefty. How surprised? Harper, 6-for-12 with 2 homers off of Robbie Ray.
Harper looks lost. I wouldn't touch Harper.
I'm not playing it
right now.
I was just very surprised by those numbers, considering lefty on lefty. Ray pretty good against lefties. That was a little bizarre. Couldn't be Moniak.
Speaking of home runs, we have another home run. You were complaining about home runs earlier, Mike. Now we got them coming in now.
We're
late in the game here.
Never late enough.
Francisco Lindor.
All right. Two-run shot. You got some life now. 6-4.
Listen, the Mets, to their credit, the Mets don't go down easy. They're a pain in the ass team. So that's it. We got two full innings. There's no outs in the eighth inning. You're going to see Bautista in the ninth, but let's see what they can do. Obviously, they're at the top of the order coming up here with since Lindor just hit the home run. So we're not dead.
Not dead. Not at all. Never dead. Plenty of outs to go here for them. Base is loaded for the Pirates now. Base is loaded with one out, down 3-2, and Brian Reynolds is up.
Oh, I think we got another home run here, by the way. We do. This one's a long job. Yankee Stadium again, Austin Wells.
Wow. Yankees unloading tonight against the Mariners.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, George, can we get one from Kyle Tucker here? 2-0 game, top of the eighth. Twins lead the Cubs. Got a man on, chance to tie the game. Man, Alonso got that too, huh? Six. Oh, is that tie it, George? Is that two
dead. Shot? We are not dead. We are live. We are very live. 6-6. That's in the Baltimore.
Man, Alonso, that was a tank shot. He got a good hold of that to right center field. Homer for the Polar Bear. So Lindor and Alonso.
Being in the ass team, they don't give up, man. That's more power to them.
They are. The Red Sox are going to let Bayo finish this off, I guess. 10-2, top of the ninth. Two outs. Going for the complete. He only got 103 pitches, George. So why not? Let him finish the game. Why not?
I agree.
Let the guy go. You know, so we need to see more of that, George. Let guys pitch.
Agree with that, too. They baby too much. Well, the problem is, listen, not only are they baby too much, but they're pretty much taught, throw the ball as hard as you can for as long as you can, then we'll get the next guy who's going to do the same damn thing. No one pitches anymore. People throw. That's all they do, throw the ball as hard as you can. Everything's hard, right? Spin rate, velocity. It's all anybody cares about nowadays. You know, I joke about this, but Greg Maddux would have a hard time in today's game because he wouldn't throw hard enough, so teams wouldn't look at him. You throw the ball 89, 90, 91, no matter how good your control is, you'd have to really convince people over and over again about how good you really are. So it's a different game. It's just a different game than it used to be. But it, in my mind, is why we have so many of these injuries, because the human arm is not meant to throw the ball that hard and get that much torque when you don't get that spin rate going on the curveballs either.
So, George, every night, me and Joe, for the late night games, we do like a three-man hits, runs, RBIs parlay, all right? So every night, me and George do this for the late games. So you're going to get to throw some names in here for us. So we usually do one a game, but there's four games, and honestly, George, we barely can hit the ones with three legs, so I'm not doing four legs tonight, but we will do three. So I'm going to take Tatis at 3+, and it's always 3+. 3+ hits, runs, RBIs. Me and George are greedy, Joe. Me and Joe are greedy, George. You should know that by now. We have to take the biggest numbers as possible.
Greed is good.
Greed is good. So I'm taking Tatis 3+. Give me someone else you'd like in any of the other three games, George. It could be any the Philly game, the A game. Or the Ranger.
I'm going the A's. All right. Let's play with Chalk.
Okay.
Let's go Acuna. Give me Acuna.
Yeah. All right. Hey.
Ballpark mistake goes out. Like I said, I'm going to have three or four guys for home run props in this game anyway, and Acuna will be one of them. So we'll go Acuna.
Why do they not have him here on DK for this? The number is too good. What are they doing to me here? Where's Acuna?
By the way, the Washington Cardinals game is now scheduled for a 10 o'clock start. So apparently it's going to happen about a half hour.
9 o'clock local there in St. Louis for that game.
Late night
baseball. Well, they want to get it in. They want to get it in, I guess. Now, why is there no number for Acuna?
Is Acuna in the lineup? I mean, I assume he's in the lineup.
He's got to be in the lineup.
He had Sunday off. There was no mention of an injury that he for a reason why he wasn't playing. I'm checking now. Checking. Where the hell? Where is this game? There it is. Gamecast. What we got here?
Acuna. He's actually not in the lineup.
Oh, he's not in the lineup.
Not in the lineup.
So the Braves have lied to us.
How about
that? They have lied. He must be hurt.
They have lied. Amazing. Really is.
Shocking.
Amazing.
Listen. The other day, Mike, when I heard that someone was a manager was fired, I assumed it was Snicker. Lower back tightness.
Okay.
So Acuna,
give me someone else
out.
Then.
All right. Well, we're going to stick with that game here. All right. Acuna was my easy choice there. But now we're going to go. Yeah, you got Fuentes, and like Joe Lisi says in the promo there, he is a gas can. All right, yes, I think you got multiple choices here. I said, I have my namesake that had a home run, but I'm going to go for your little bet here. Give me Rooker. I'm going to go Rooker here.
Okay, we'll go to Rooker. I like Rooker.
Is he in the lineup? Involved. He is in the lineup.
Yes, he is. He's in the lineup. 3+ for him. And I'm going to finish it off by going to, let's see here. I'm going to go to that San Francisco game. And I told you how much I like Adamas. He's got such great numbers. I'm going to take Adamas tonight for 3+ against the Phillies and Taijuan Walker. So there you go. We did get it in, even though Joe's not here. Tatis, Rooker, and Willie Adamas. Pays +1199. That sounds good to me. Let's go, baby. We're in. A little chalky tonight, and that's a good thing. They should be chalky, George. You want to know why? Those are hard to hit, those 3+ six runs.
Hit all three. They better be chalky.
Especially hitting all three of them. You know how many nights we sit here, we get 2 out of 3, 2 out of 3, 2 out of 3? We have hit some, though, George. We haven't lost all of them. We have hit some. Just so you know. Not often, but we've hit them. The Cubs didn't get it done. They put some guys on. They couldn't make it happen. 3-3 Kansas City and Pittsburgh, bottom eight. This Santana's on the mound, who's obviously been a lot of teams looking for him, right? Him and Bednar, George. That's like the one team that kind of pick apart their bullpen, and they've had some pretty good arms out of that pen. And he does the job in the eighth, Santana. He's also the guy that tried to fight the fan in Detroit, that Dennis Santana.
Why would you do that? For the love of God, you know you're going to get in trouble and lose pay. Never understand that guy just brought his walk away. Put in earplugs. Yeah. Put in your AirPods. Right? Put some AirPods. Listen to some music.
No sense. This makes no sense whatsoever to go ahead and do that. All right. I'm annoyed about Romy Gonzalez and Trevor Story, George. I don't have any idea how annoyed I am. The Reds have the position player in. And yeah, he almost gave up a homer. Trevino, your boy Trevino's pitching, and Augusto Ramirez almost caught him for one. Hit it off the wall. He gets a double out of it.
Do you know how much it annoys me? Not that the position player is pitching. I get it. Saves the bullpen. But, Mike, why do they have to lob the ball? I'm not saying fire it as hard as you can, but why can't you throw the ball? Right. I mean, right. Why was here you go. Here you go. That annoys me to no end here.
I guess they just figure they want them to hit it and put it in play. They just want them to hit it. They don't want to walk anybody.
Throw the ball.
They just want to hit it and put it in play. That's all that they're thinking about.
I don't know. I hate it. It angers me every time I see it that these guys just literally. I mean, it's softball. It's literally softball. Let's see how. Trevino's still in the alley-oop, by the way. He's doing the Yola lob. So that's kind of fun. By the way, we have a home run in Milwaukee. Sam Frelick with his seventh of the year. 3-1 wow. Brewers. That was looking good. I'm going to keep betting against
that'll
the Dodgers.
Be what? Glass will that be five tomorrow. In a row for the Dodgers, George? Is that five or six?
It's at least five. They got swept by Houston in the first two today if they lose, yeah. And I won't have much faith in Glass not going tomorrow
before that. I wouldn't have much faith in him. That's for sure.
I think he'll be fine, just not his first start.
We got to get somebody else in here, George. So 10 o'clock for the Nationals and the Cardinals. Good price on the Wood Doctor, by the way. It's 5-1 tonight.
Man, what's his name? Gray's been so good. I'm not betting the Cardinals aren't hitting, though. I'm not going to bet the Cardinals. Probably going to leave that game alone. I didn't plan on betting that game when it was an 8 o'clock start. I'm not betting it now either.
Yeah, the late night games are tricky, especially when you get a couple-hour rain delay.
Right.
No atmosphere.
These players want to get out of it. The umpires want to get out of it. Everyone wants to go eat. No.
Nobody
if
wants
anything,
to
I might go the under. How about the under?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to care for yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today for 10% off your first month.
Now that was a Yankee Stadium wall scraper right there. But Judge don't care. Judge does get a lot of those, but that's all right. A home run for Aaron Judge, his 34th of the season. Is he, what has Raleigh got, George? 36? What's Raleigh at? 35?
I think Raleigh has. I think he has 35. I'm going to check now for you, but I'm pretty sure it's 35.
Showing him on. They're showing him on, yes, right after Judge hit the homer. They showed Raleigh behind the plate.
Like it matters in July.
Yeah, I know. Everybody gets caught up in it. Astros are going to score a run here. 6-4 now, George, for the Astro game. They're getting involved.
I said, I'm on the Astros, so I'm happy about that. I was going to get back in this game, so we'll take that.
Meanwhile,
35, by the way, 35 for Alec.
So that's, he's one back of him. Meanwhile, George, a couple homers for the Twins. They got one from a two-run shot from Jeffers, and then Willie Castro with a one right after that. So 5-0 Minnesota in the bottom of the eighth. Pirates have the go-ahead run on second in the top of the ninth for Frazier, and that's going to be it for that. So the Royals will have a chance to win it in the bottom of the ninth. Phillies and Giants are underway at Oracle as well tonight. So the late night's starting to get going. Just the Braves and the A's in Sacra Tomato, the only late game yet to happen.
That's another little pet peeve of mine, by the way. I like that when all the games started at 10. Not this 9:30, 9:35, 9:45. I got a roof all over the place.
You don't like these? Well, remember, those would be the same as like we get on the East Coast. You know, Detroit and a bunch of Miami, they all start at 6:40. Philly
like
does
those.
It too.
See, I like it when they start at 6:30. So you start the game so early. I like that. I just don't like when the 10 o'clock game start earlier than I wish. Because listen,
so
I'm a late night
like
guy,
those
right?
Starts 6:40.
I don't like when the game's at 12:15. I want the games to end at 1:30. You know, I'm working here. I need a game to watch while I'm working.
You might get that with the A's and the Braves tonight, depending on how things go in Sacra Tomato. You might be able to get some big numbers with the two of them.
Not to mention the Nats and the Cards if they ever start playing this game. 6-0 Minnesota. That's a lot of crying.
Will they get another homer? Oh, this Schwarber! You got to be kidding me. Man, you got to see. You got the Philly game on, George? You got the Giant Philly game on the Philadelphia stream?
I do not, but I can certainly put it on.
Some of the worst camera work I've ever seen in my life on that ball that Schwarber just hit the right field. They basically put the camera straight up in the air like he hit it out into the water there. And then the fielder was on the left side of the screen, and you see him catch it. Not center of the screen. He's all the way on the left. They thought that was gone. From Schwarber there.
That's the old Phil Rizzuto back in the day where everything was a home run. Oh, that's gone. Oh, no. Second baseman's got it. You know, that's so.
We'll say Rays thrown four pitches in this game to Turner and to Schwarber. Two of them, George, were fly balls hit to the absolute wall. Turner won all the way to the left field wall. The Schwarber won all the way to the right field wall. So maybe the ball's jumping a little bit at Oracle tonight, which would be nice.
Could be, could be. And by the way, as somebody who's on the Milwaukee Brewers, can they stop getting thrown out at third base? It's getting a little annoying.
Me and Joe have talked about that a lot
lately. He should be shaking his head. Stop getting thrown out. Another home run in Minnesota.
Oh, my goodness. Who now?
Darth Bader.
More. Another guy. So I guess everybody's going to homer except Buxton tonight, huh? Buxton and Tucker in that game.
I could have used his other nickname.
No, that's probably not safe for some listeners. It's a family show sometimes, George. Sometimes it's a family show. Me and Joe have been bellyaching about some awful base running lately. I feel like we see more and more of it every night. Guys getting thrown out at home, getting thrown out on the bases. Simple things, George, that guys just can't, they can't figure it out. Like even like contact balls, you're going on contact, you got no shot whatsoever. I mean, the ball's hit right in front of you. Why the hell are you running home? I've seen a lot of
it's on contact, it's on contact. So I'm not going to get on anybody for on contact. I mean, the fundamentals in baseball are gone. I mean, they're gone. They're not practiced. No one cares about them. No one yells at anybody. I mean, it's sad. It's just sad because we do see it more and more every night. It's a joke. It was sort of the Subway Series over the weekend, right? The Mets ran to the 3 outs on Sunday. Three. You know, I was like, what are you doing? You know, just because the ball's hit doesn't mean you have to run full speed here. How about watch and know where the fielders are? It's frustrating. It's truly frustrating here as Jazz Chisholm puts one off the wall here. And the Yankees are really pouring it on the Seattle Mariners.
Yanks are rolling now. They got that little, they're getting a little bit of swagger here tonight, George. They're all starting they're having a good time in the Bronx. Up, what is that, 8-0 now? 8-0 Yankees?
Where my TVs are. Yeah, 8-0, one out, runners on second and third here. So, boy, I'm about to lose all my bets in this game. All three.
What'd you get? Was that 8.5? You get that 8.5 for the Yankee Mariner game?
I'm assuming they're going to get a run. You know, so that's not good. But, you know, listen, overall, I think this night is still a profitable night so far. Listen, the last four games of the night, well, the last three, I'm not betting Washington-St. Louis, will determine my night. Mainly those home runs that we have. I think I got like six home run props in the last few games now that I added two of yours. So I need some long balls tonight, Mike. A lot of long balls.
That's what we like. We like late night long balls, George. We live for them. So hopefully we can find a few here this evening. What?
Looks like the Orioles are challenging a play in Baltimore, of a double play.
What do we got here? Three legs. Okay. Let's try something here, George. Let's have a little fun.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Is there a lot of day games tomorrow, George? I did not get to look yet. Wednesdays have been kind of hit or miss lately. There's been some weeks there's been a lot. Actually, this week.
Four.
That's good. Because I like when they're the majority are at night on Wednesdays. That means there's probably a lot of day games on Thursday. There's only a few tonight. Yeah, one, two. Actually, only two on Thursday also. A lot of night games Thursday. Good week. Late night games, George. Let's go.
This is a week I'd rather prefer. Sometimes I like this. I like day games. I do like day games, but this is a week where I'm gonna be busy screaming and yelling four letter words while doing yard work. Yes, so I'd rather have night games, something to watch while we're working at night.
Here comes Adamus, George. Let's go right out of the gate here. Let's get going with Adamus.
That would be very nice. If I just got crushed in the Yankee game, an Adamus home run would certainly make up for it. All in one shot. So was he 590 or something like that? 560? We'll take an Adamus shot right here. It's all good.
Let's hope so. Man, that would be a good way to go. The afternoon games tomorrow are... Hold on a second. I want to get the numbers for you as well, George. The afternoon games. The afternoon games Rays and Tigers, Littell and Olson, an 8.5. Glasnow, of course, returning for the Dodgers in Milwaukee against Quintana. The Royals just walked it off.
Oh, he hit it to mid-track. He hit it to mid-track. I thought he might have gotten it. Unbelievable. I thought he might have gotten it.
Oh, he thought he got it.
So much for that ball traveling.
Oh.
That's the old major league. Too high.
He hit that good. He's smiling walking back to the day. He knows he just... He thought he got it. He got into a little bit of a walk. He had a little bit of a walk there after he hit it. That's Oracle. Lauer and Hauser, Blue Jays and White Sox, an 8.5 there.
That's an easy one. I'll be on Toronto on the over again. No, not a problem. I don't even need to look. Toronto on the over.
I agree. That's definitely an over. And Lizardo and Verlander, Phillies Giants, a flat 8. You know, Verlander, he stinks now.
He's been outside of his last start. He's been okay this year. He's actually pitched well. They just can't win for him. That being said, I'm not going to like him tomorrow versus Lizardo.
Who's this guy pitching for the Yankees tomorrow night?
Schlitter.
Where'd they find him?
He's one of their top prospects. But that being said, he's being rushed. He's only made like a couple starts at AAA. He's only being brought up because, well, they're out of starters. That's right. They're out of starters. All right. With Schmidt going down here, maybe we get Louis Hill back at the end of the month here. Yarbrough hasn't even started a throwing program yet. So Yankees need starting pitching. They need starting pitching right now. So we're going to see what Schlitter has. Most scouts will tell you that he's close, but not quite there yet. He doesn't really have that out pitch, doesn't have a good off-speed pitch yet. You know, so like I said, they're rushing him a little bit because they just don't have another choice right now.
Leadoff double for the Astros in the bottom of the sixth, down 6-4, Mauricio Dubon. I got a feeling that's got some legs left in it too, George, with Houston tonight. Got a feeling that game's got a little leg.
For what it's worth, I don't think Clase would close this game out tonight because he's pitched a couple of days in a row. So that's going to lengthen or shorten the Cleveland bullpen a little bit, depending on how you look at it. That could be good news for Houston. Milwaukee, by the way, they've won it. They finish off the Dodgers again. Dodgers are not scoring runs, all right? Another one run here. And I know it's Quintana tomorrow.
Quintana and Glasnow.
Man, if it was anybody but Quintana, I think they'll hit Quintana. I think they'll hit him here. So I can't go the under.
George, I'll see you again tomorrow night in the second hour. We'll have a lot of baseball now, which is good to go. Carver and Lisi, great job by Matias, as always. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Cash Allowed Tickets. We'll see you tomorrow.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next-day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.